Shenhua will produce around 260 million tonnes of coal over 30 years, generating millions in royalties for the New South Wales government. Georgina Woods of the Lock the Gate Alliance has decried the approval.
There's no doubt that this is a scandal on a national scale, that two levels of government, New South Wales and the Commonwealth, have approved a 10 million tonne per year open-cut coal mine in one of the most productive farming regions in the country.
Why? Just how productive is the Liverpool Plains?
Well, the Liverpool Plains crops in both winter and summer. It yields 40% above the national average food per hectare. It's an extraordinarily important farming region, and it's just simply not a place where open-cut coal mining is appropriate.
The New South Wales government first approved the mine near Gunnedah in February this year, just before the March state election. But a new piece of federal legislation, the Water Trigger, meant they could call in the federal government to review the impact on water. Georgina Wood says the timing was very handy for New South Wales National Party.
Well, there are, you know, questions to be answered about the clock being stopped on the federal decision for this mine during the New South Wales state election period, when the Nationals member for Tamworth, Kevin Anderson, was under a huge amount of pressure following the New South Wales approval. And the Agriculture Minister, Barnaby Joyce, member for New England, stepped in and said, no, the clock is stopped. The federal decision won't be made prior to the New South Wales state election. It's going to be made in a few months' time.
But Shenhua Watermark's Paul Jackson has told ABC Local Radio the project has strong community support.
You can go to the state election if you want. Kevin Anderson got a 4% lift in his primary vote, and he ran on a campaign of mining, whereas the independent ran on a campaign of anti-mining, in particular our project, and didn't win a box. And when we do all the analysis and all of the polls that are taken show that there's about 65 to 70% support for this project.
And the New South Wales Nationals member Kevin Anderson says the coal mine will generate much needed jobs.
This particular project, and this one being a coal mine, has certainly given every indication that it will help Gunnedah grow, create jobs, and make sure that it does not encroach on prime agricultural land on that black soil.
The Environment Minister Greg Hunt has only approved the coal mine on strict guidelines that could stop Shenhua mining if there is a risk to groundwater.
Well, I actually met with the IESC, asked them if we implemented 100% of their recommendations, whether they believed it was fair and appropriate to proceed, and their answer was a clear and categorical yes. But I then went further and put in place something which is extremely unusual, and that is a stop work power over the mine in the case of any significant breach, and I won't hesitate to use that.
Independent MP Tony Windsor is so angry, he's considering coming out of retirement to stand at the next federal election against Barnaby Joyce. It was Windsor's bill, the Water Trigger, which the Environment Minister used to approve the mine. But Tony Windsor says Greg Hunt has failed to review the impact on the whole region.
It is a mine in the middle of a floodplain, some of the best soil outside Ukraine in the world, underlying with this massive groundwater system, the biggest in the Murray-Darling. And we've just gone through this, the absurdity in some ways of the agricultural white paper looking at water and how we're going to mitigate climate change with water, etc.
But if Shenhua Watermark breaches the guidelines and damages the water table, the minister has the right to stop it.
The mere fact that he's saying that means that there are risks. And there's saline aquifers in that region as well, on Native Dog Creek. These people know all about that. There's paleo channels where there's various things could in fact happen. Anybody that's done a risk profile assessment of this would put it really high on the heap of be wary of this.
The Nationals MP Barnaby Joyce has indicated Tony Windsor was hypocritical for selling some of his farmland to another coal mine for $4 million. But Tony Windsor says he's not opposed to mining, just the impact on water. Meanwhile, Barnaby Joyce says he'll continue to oppose this Shenhua mine.
The issue is that I've never supported the Shenhua mine. I've clearly stated that. I've done everything in my power to try and make sure it doesn't go ahead. I continue in those efforts. There are still two steps of this approval left. Mr. Windsor, even in his own water trigger, if he believes that his water trigger was so good, well, they've got back the independent scientific committee. The scientific committee further investigated all the possible allegations. Unfortunately, it didn't really help. Now, I don't believe in this mine because I just don't think you should have a coal mine in the agricultural precinct, which is the Breeza Plains.
There are still avenues to dispute the mine. The Upper Mukai Land Care Group is challenging it in the New South Wales Land and Environment Court. But the New South Wales Minerals Council says the project has been rigorously assessed over many years and should now go ahead.